All good. All right. All eyes remain on Manhattan, of course. All eyes remain on Manhattan and what's going to happen there. And we'll keep you updated on that. I want to share something else with you, though. I want to talk about detransitioning and transitioning in general for a moment in the culture wars. Because I've got two bits of sound here I want to share with you. One is, my name is Jazz. Jazz is somebody who became pretty well known, had a television program, My Name is Jazz. Transitioned from a man to a woman, or from a boy to a girl, really. Did it very young. But the dark secret of detransitioning, the parts they don't tell you and certainly don't tell your kids, is important. Here's Jazz, who's been made famous by all the surgeries to make him a her. Did it work? Well, I'm going to let you listen to bite number one, and you tell me if this was a success. Bite one, go.
So, are you feeling like you wanted to start talking about... Are you okay?
I'm okay.
I'm like, I'm going to cry.
But you know I can't get out of my head.
I know. No, listen.
It just doesn't stop.
It's okay. Give me a hug. It's okay. I know what you're going through. We've been there before.
No, it still doesn't stop now. And I'm already going back to negative.
But the more you're talking about yourself, it gets harder. Mm-hmm. You're digging in and it's making you put a magnifying glass on what's already difficult as it is. So this is hard for you, I know, and we don't want to push
and
you
I know anymore. I'm the one doing it, like...
I know, you're your own worst enemy.
I feel kind of all over the place, and, like, my mind is very cluttered and not clear, and I really want to have that clarity. I really want to understand myself and be able to read my own soul and what I want, and it's just very challenging, and I think I'm kind of breaking down a little bit and spiraling into negativity. I just want to feel like myself. Like, that's right. It. I don't
like
care. All I want is to be happy and feel like me, and I don't feel like me ever.
I don't feel like me ever. So all these surgeries, all the hormones, all the transitioning to, you know, become you. Too often they don't tell you the dark truth, which that all of those things don't work. All of those things don't work. Speaking of which, you know, I want to go back in the time machine for a second. Joe Biden, not only was he not, first of all, back in the 70s, 80s, whoever heard of transgender, you know, you heard of RuPaul and cross-dressing and, you know, we'd seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but come on. Joe Biden was not a big fan of gay marriage. That was before he needed to pander to the transgender community. I want you to hear this from the time machine. Bite number two with Joe Biden. Listen in. Here it is.
Handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
What's the game going on here? I don't know, Mr. Biden. What is the game going on here? Uh-huh. Yeah, look into that. Yeah, you see, politics is moldable for what they need. What Joe Biden needs now is to pander to different groups of people. Right. Pandering to different groups of people in the hopes that he can somehow hang on to power. When does he announce his presidency? Bid number two. When does he announce his presidency bid number two? That's what I want to know. You see, here's the problem for Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Haley Biden, and a whole pile of cash that wasn't reported. Not to mention the fact that, you know, Hunter Biden is now suing John Paul Mac Isaac, the computer repairman, John Paul Mac Isaac being sued. But the one thing that Hunter Biden didn't accuse him of was libel. I guess Hunter Biden is, in effect, admitting that the entire contents of his laptop are, in fact, his laptop. And it's all true. That's what it looks like. He's admitting it's all true. Yeah, there you have the facts that it's been laid out. Hunter Biden got busted, and there it is. Got busted and well, because he was so polluted, chemically polluted, he left his laptop somewhere and had no idea where it was. That's what happened. Bottom line, that's what happened. A while back, Ivy and I went looking for the best American dog food we could find. We found Michigan-made dog food instead, even better. So it's American-made right here in my home state. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, try Great Lakes Pet Food. It's made of the highest quality pork, chicken, and now turkey. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food that I use for my herd of dogs. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. GreatLakesPetFood.com to find out more. GreatLakesPetFood.com to find out more. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Brock Palmbush and sports in a moment. And then, of course, in the next hour, we'll have more on what's going on with the hunt for Donald Trump. And that's what it is, a hunt for Donald Trump. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Sportsmanship has never been more important between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.